Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service men and women out there taking care of us. Sometimes I say Monday morning, but you know, I put the podcast up around 2 or 3 in the afternoon. This one's going to be Monday morning before it hears anybody else's ears. It's late here on a Sunday night. Thanks for joining us, though. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. I hear they're hard at work on that new broccoli drink they're going to put together.
Are you serious?
Oh, a big broccoli smoothie. They got to celebrate the best way they know how over there.
That's unbelievable.
Maybe broccoli ice cream.
You got to try that.
If they made a broccoli ice cream, I'd try it. Okay. I'd give it a taste.
Well, we know you'd eat anything that crawls
in. I almost tagged you tonight, by the way, because a buddy of mine was in St. Louis, and he took a restaurant recommendation that I gave him, and they had a rabbit tagliatelle on the menu. He's like, I have to try it, and he said it was delicious.
Some listener, shout out to this guy, came up to me in Hoover and was like, why wouldn't you eat quail, man? Never met the person before.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you eat quail?
This is a new thing in your life, is that you're just going to have people come up to you and mention stuff off the podcast.
So his buddy was like, yeah, I'll eat quail. And then he looks at these two other people sitting next to him. You guys eat quail? And they're like, no. I'm like, I'm with those people.
We had somebody said that they want to bring us out to the lounge. You can have some dove poppers.
No.
Dove, man.
No, doves are supposed to fly and have a happy life.
You can have a happy life when they're wrapped in bacon and thrown on the grill.
No.
Delicious.
Good.
Well, if you're listening to Churn and Spoon, you make a broccoli-flavored ice cream, I'll try it. I like broccoli. It's good for you. And, of course, you know, what else goes good with broccoli?
Beef.
That beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. We love beef. Did I do some beef this weekend? I'm trying to remember. I don't even remember what I ate. Yesterday, what did I eat? No, I didn't. But that's fine. It's not a big deal because there's always beef to be had. I did. I don't know if I mentioned this or not. I went to the grocery store. I think it was Friday, so I wouldn't have mentioned it. But they had the beef dino ribs. Like, I've never seen those for sale at Kroger. Never seen them for sale. And I was like, I just walked past the case. So I was like, huh? And I was like, well, I wasn't planning on dropping $50.
You buy them?
I just bought them. Yeah. So those will be on the smoker very, very soon, and that's exciting.
That sounds wonderful.
I've never seen them for sale there. Like, I've seen, you know, like the short ribs.
Yeah.
But I've never seen the
big one.
Yeah, I've never seen those. Like,
hefty.
About a 5-pound, 3-bone rack.
So yeah.
Like, that'll be a good dinner one night. That'll be coming up very soon. Maybe next week. Maybe not this weekend, but next weekend. I'll be a little busy this weekend. But we'll eat those very, very soon. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise you're looking for. Maybe you're looking for something for this weekend, a little M over S action. They've got that covered for you at College Corner. But whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, College Corner has it. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, filled by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank. Bankers that know you by name, bankers that you can trust, bankers that are going to treat you with respect, bankers that are going to make you their priority. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. A virtual coin flip tonight on what topic we wanted to start with. We talked about it before. We will start with baseball, but I really was considering starting with softball. And honestly, if it had gone bad for State on the hosting thing, I think we would have led with softball.
1,000%.
But so you don't want to start bad.
I was getting science tweets.
Science was at play, but here's the thing: sometimes there's other science at play, and the other science was State's resume was too good. And I think what happened today kind of proves a point that if you listen to Sports Talk Mississippi this week, I said this many times, and I've said it many times in the past, and people sometimes get mad at me about it, but the SEC tournament doesn't really mean that much.
At all.
It just doesn't mean that much. Like, Arkansas should have made a great run, and it meant nothing. They didn't even get – it's not even a situation where they were like – they still, you know, they took state, but Arkansas still got in. No, Arkansas's on the road, guys. The SEC tournament, fun event. I would encourage you to go. When your team makes a run, it is exciting. Hoover's a cool place. If you go and you want to hang out, there's great restaurants. There's cool places to go. It means less than nothing in the grand scheme of things of how they seed this tournament. And so Mississippi State returns postseason baseball to Duty Noble Field. Here are your 16 regional sites. There's just not a lot of surprises off of what we've seen the past few weeks. Athens, Atlanta, Auburn, Austin, Chapel Hill, College Station. Eugene is the one that, you know, was kind of in flux. Yeah. They had a great run. The Big Ten tournament meant something for them, but I think Eugene had been kind of in the discussion.
Yeah, they were on the bubble for sure.
Arkansas had at no point been in the discussion prior to this week.
Run rule today, that didn't help.
It didn't help them. But like, starting last week, Mississippi State was always in the hosting discussion.
Yeah.
Oregon had been in the hosting discussion. Arkansas was never in the hosting discussion until like Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Gainesville, Hattiesburg, Lawrence, Kansas, Lincoln, Nebraska, Los Angeles for UCLA, not USC. Morgantown, Starkville, Tallahassee, and Tuscaloosa is the 16 sites. If you made me guess right this second, State is probably between 14 and 12.
Hmm.
I think Eugene is probably 15 and Morgantown is probably 16. And then you're talking about the next three are probably Starkville. Just looking at it here. Starkville, Hattiesburg.
Really?
Yeah, I think they took a little bit of an RPI hit because they play in the Sun Belt. There's no getting around it. If you told me that Hattiesburg was the 12, I'm not going to be totally surprised by that.
I feel like they'd be.
They could be.
11,
I mean,
10.
They could be. And we'll get to it in just a second. And then the other, maybe Nebraska is probably in that discussion as well.
I think they might be one of the. If I had to guess, State would probably be 14 mm-hmm. or 13 in Nebraska,
I think,
Eugene.
I think
the other one.
I think they will pair this in a way that they're going to. It's kind of hard to get avoid rematches entirely with State.
Well, especially with seven SEC teams.
Right. You know that, I mean, State could play Athens. They could go to Austin. They could go to Auburn. I really think the committee will avoid sending State to Athens. Those teams have already played each other four times.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that they will either go. I think they're going to end up going to Austin.
You think?
I think it's going to be Austin or Chapel Hill. If you get lucky, and you know, I say get lucky. North Carolina's a really good baseball team. They're really good, but you already know with Texas, it's going to be a struggle. I am interested though, and I'm supposed to talk to O'Connor tomorrow. There's a press conference tomorrow. I will not be attending that because I was told right after the press conference you can get him. So I'll have a one-on-one there. So you won't see me at the press conference, but I'm supposed to talk to him afterwards. And that's my question is going to be, how close is McPherson to just being get out there? Because if he's just good to go, it changes the dynamic.
Robbie asked him that question as well after the tournament loss. Mm-hmm. And he said that he's healthy and ready to go, I think. But
I'm going to get confirmation.
You'll get a more updated answer.
Yeah, because you know he's thrown since then. I'm sure he's thrown over.
Yeah, he said that they're doing an inter squad. Well, I imagine it already happened.
Probably already happened. So there was a lot of buzz Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. Both the major websites, D1 and Baseball America, their last projected regionals before the actual announcements came out, had State off the hosting line. Had State going on the road to Morgantown. I just never bought into that. And, you know, a lot of people started panicking, you know, chickens with their heads cut off.
People were mad.
People were angry.
People were freaking out.
And look, they had a reason to be. Because State's resume absolutely 100% is a hosting resume. 40 wins in the SEC, 7th strength of schedule, 13th in the RPI. They did go down a spot today as a result of everything shuffling around. Georgia's RPI finally matches what they are. They're seventh.
That makes
like
sense.
for weeks they were in the like the teens and the high 20s, and they're like, what are we doing here? But 40 wins, seven strength of schedule, a total of 18 conference SEC wins, no bad losses. That's a hosting resume. 10 times out of 10. And I just never bought in the idea that State wouldn't host. And they aren't. They are going to host, and we are going to enjoy some college baseball at the best place to have college baseball.
And more Two Brothers Wings.
This is the postseason now.
Yeah.
So, I don't think they'll do. I bet they don't do vouchers for the postseason.
What, you think they'll just have like a buffet or something?
So, yeah, because the NCAA grants you some money for that. Like, I know that there always is. Have you ever covered an NCAA tournament event?
Yeah, I've covered everything.
Where? Like you went to Charlotte.
Regional was
at. You went to Tallahassee last year.
No, regional was Oxford when I covered Ole Miss.
Oh, Oxford, because you know, like there's always like a big table full of snacks and everything else.
Man, those ladies, Ole Miss, they cooked that up. That whole week, I ate so good.
Yeah, so
that was awesome.
I bet we don't have that. That's fine. That's fine. They'll announce obviously the teams later this morning. And they'll announce the seeding. You know, clearly we know Los Angeles is the one seed.
100%.
Athens is, or Atlanta's the two seed, I think. I think Athens will be the three. The SEC, I mean, they won the SEC regular season and tournament champ. They deserve to be three.
They flex their muscle.
And the fact, I honestly think the only reason they're not two is that Atlanta, the Georgia Tech did run rule
you
them.
Run rule them, yeah.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill's probably four.
Yeah, I think they may have jumped ahead of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So Chapel Hill, Austin. The six is probably
Auburn.
Auburn. Seven. I'm going to say seven is Tallahassee, and eight is Gainesville.
Imagine how much better Florida State would be, too.
Yeah. So Tallahassee, seven, and Gainesville, eight. Florida has done enough at this point to be. They should be ahead of Texas A&M.
They might be in my Omaha eight.
They're really good.
They're
really good, and they're playing good baseball right now, which is crazy. They have such an inconsistent team.
But they
figured it out.
They've turned it on.
They really have.
They have some weird losses, but.
And so that kind of begs the question is, can Mississippi State do that? You know, State did not have the greatest end of their season. They were 3-6 in those three SEC tournaments, three SEC series. If they had just won one more game, there'd have been no gnashing of teeth today.
They wouldn't have been nervous.
They would have been done.
Yeah.
I do think that McPherson coming back obviously changes the dynamic. I'll be interested to see the seeding and who State's playing, and does that allow you to maybe start Duke Stone game one? And so you can have
– You would change it up?
I would. You got to play
– Well, you'd play the four, yeah.
You got to play to win the regional, not just win the game. And if you can't beat the four seed with Duke Stone,
you're in trouble.
Then you're not beating the two seed on the last day with Duke Stone. You got to play that. You got to give yourself the best chance to win. It's about winning three games. It's not an SEC series. Play it game to game. You do have to think in terms of, I got to win three games. And so my best way to win is I should be able to outslug the four seed. And then game two, where I'm probably playing the two seed, and I don't know if they've pitched their ace or not. It can be. It's very difficult if you're the two to hold your ace. To say we need him to play.
You're not playing a bad team at all,
right? You're probably playing a pretty good. You're probably playing a team that's very similar to you. But if you can, if you're telling me that on Friday you throw Duke Stone and you win, and then I've got McPherson and Valinkas ready to go, I feel like I'm going to win the regional.
I remember last year in the Oxford regional, they threw Elliott against Murray State, who's the four.
And it backfired.
And it really backfired. It killed them the whole weekend.
And then look, in hindsight, like you can't have expected like Murray State. It feels like Murray State would have hit the ball that day.
They played unbelievable.
They played out of their minds. And even then, they had them in an elimination game where you thought this team is totally out of pitching. And unfortunately, not the right word. Unfortunately for Ole Miss, they were also out.
They
of
ran out of gas. Yeah.
They both ran out of gas. Yeah. So for State, I just never bought into the drama of the day. to be totally honest with you.
I wasn't either. I was seeing people freak out on Twitter, but I was like, guys,
Yeah.
I saw a stat. It was like they would be the highest RBI team ever to not host.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way. I mean, no way.
So we've got the final projections here, and these include all of the at large, I'm sorry, all of the automatic bids that are already done. So let's start with Baseball America. UCLA won. They have Mississippi State as the 16. That means they would be, State would be paired with UCLA. The Starkville Regional, USC as the 2 seed.
Oof.
That's a number 9 RPI team, but they have not beaten anybody worth a damn this whole season. You'd feel pretty good about there. Boston College is the 3, pretty decent
That's a good
team.
three.
And then Lamar is the 4. Yes, I would pitch Duke Stone against Lamar.
I don't know anything about Lamar.
They're in Texas, I believe.
I know Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
They're just playing
Lamar
nine
Thomas was a great
Lamar.
receiver for
They're just
Miami.
playing nine guys named Lamar.
Yeah. I started to Google Lamar University, and you said something that made me Google Lamar Jackson. They're in Beaumont, Texas. Beautiful
Okay.
town. So that's your, yeah, they have State as the 16 seed. 215 is Georgia Tech, Oregon. Oklahoma is the 2 seed in Atlanta. Athens is the 3 seed paired with Morgantown. That's where they sent Arkansas. Chapel Hill is
Come
the 4 seed paired with Lincoln. Tennessee is the 2 seed in Chapel Hill. Ole Miss is the 2 seed in Lincoln. Austin is the 5 seed. Kansas is the 12. No SEC teams there. Auburn is the 6 seed paired with Hattiesburg. Jacob made the crucial error, though. He did not put an SEC team in Hattiesburg.
That's going to
You know
happen.
that's
They
going to happen.
love doing that.
Yeah. Tuscaloosa is the 7 seed.
I
Pair
mean,
with Tallahassee. No SEC teams in the Tallahassee regional. And then Gainesville is paired with Texas A&M.
jeez, that'd
That's
be a
the 8-9.
bloodbath.
Kentucky not in, according to this. So I know they've been on the bubble for the past few weeks.
I'm talking about sweating. They will be
They will
sweating
be
tomorrow
sweating
morning.
there. So that's your Baseball America bracket.
Projection.
Here's D1 baseball. Same second verse, same as the first. UCLA, the 1, paired with Mississippi State, the 16 seed. Southern Cal, the 2 seed. They have Virginia Tech, and then Arkansas Little Rock is the 4. Again, I would pitch Duke Stone against Arkansas
They have
Little Rock.
Virginia Tech as a three in the Starkville Regional.
Yes, that the
Oof.
team State's already beaten
I
this year.
know.
So that would be good news for Mississippi State. They have Georgia Tech paired with Nebraska. Nebraska as the 2, I'm sorry, Arkansas as the 2 seed in Lincoln.
They'd win that.
They would absolutely win that.
1,000%. The way they're playing right now.
Georgia Tech versus Arkansas would be an incredibly interesting super regional. The best
Yes.
offense versus elite
It
pitching
would be
would be
great.
fun. Athens, Georgia is the 3 seed paired with Morgantown. Ole Miss, the 2 seed at Morgantown. Ole Miss would
They
come out
would
of that.
also win that
They
as
would
well.
win that.
Yeah.
Auburn, the 4 seed for D1 baseball,
Wow.
paired with Oregon, which does give us Oregon State. That'll
Oregon's
be
the 14?
the 13.
13?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I just don't buy
I
that.
don't either. I think they're going to be below
I
state.
think, yeah, I don't buy that. North Carolina is the 5 seed paired with Lawrence, Kansas, where Tennessee is the 2. Austin, Texas is the 6 seed paired with Florida State. Oklahoma is the 3 seed at Tallahassee.
Oof.
Tuscaloosa paired with College Station. And then Florida, Gainesville paired with Hattiesburg. They have Kentucky as the 3 seed at Hattiesburg. The
You
Hattiesburg Regional
knew
is
they were
Southern
going to do
Miss,
it.
Wake Forest, Kentucky, and Long Island. So both of these have state. This is what I would say to that. And I like Kendall. I like Mark and
Uh-oh.
Aaron. And I like Jacob over at Baseball America. But both of them said state wasn't going to host, 8 hours ago. And now they're saying state's the 16. I don't buy it. I think state is higher than that. State will be above West Virginia for sure. Like
I think they'll be above West Virginia. I think they should be above Kansas too.
just from an RPI perspective, they're ahead of Oregon, they're ahead of West Virginia, and they're ahead of Kansas. In reality, Kansas should be the 16 seed. They won't do that because Kansas is the Big 12 champ. They will not make the conference champ the last seed. They can be the 15 seed, though.
Eugene.
Eugene, or you could say you can get, no, Morgantown is actually seated lower, is RPI is lower. Morgantown should be the 16. Kansas should be the 7, the 15. Oregon should be the 14, and Mississippi State should be the 12. Will that be the case? I don't know. You know, there are people in these rooms. They make their own decisions for that. But that's where we are now. They announced the what time is the show tomorrow? I don't even know.
I think it's at 11
It's at
is when it
11,
come
and it's
out.
not, yeah, it's always, it's kind of early. Yeah, that's how you spend. Yeah, 11 a.m. Central on ESPN2. They will release the entire bracket, all of the seating, and all of the everything that you need to know. They said O'Connor scheduled to meet with the media at noon or 12:15, and then I'm scheduled to meet with him afterwards. And we'll have that available for you on Sports Talk Mississippi and here on the podcast feed. But the bottom line, Carlo, is we will experience the Starkville Regional for the first time since Mississippi State won the national
I'm
championship. So it's
excited.
2021.
I'm
As am
excited.
I. I'm excited to see some postseason baseball. Get to hang out with some of my good friends who we have been talking for the last 4 or 5 years about. It's time to get back to enjoying ourselves, and it hasn't been able to happen. I think it will. I think we'll have great crowds.
Definitely.
Should be a lot of fun. Also, want to mention on Thursday, and Carlo, I would like to invite you to join me here.
Well, I already saw it. I was going to ask you about this after the show. I will 100% be there.
Okay, great. So we are going to be live for a special edition of Thunder and Lightning at Boardtown Pizza and Pints in the Cotton District on University Drive, starting 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Just 1 hour. Going to try to have some special guests on. Carlo will join me, and we'll get some good times. We'll have some pizza. I'll get there a little early, 12:30. If you want to come in, you got questions, happy to answer them. Hope to get see you guys there Thursday in the Cotton District at Boardtown for a special live Starkville Regional Edition of Thunder and Lightning. All right, let's move over to the other side of the show where we're having even more success on the diamond, and that's brought to you by
Good
our friend.
show.
That's it. You know
It's
what?
a good
We
show.
don't get them too often, brother. You've got to cherish it. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the Cotton District. I ate at Two Brothers last week. It was fantastic. Then I ate at the Older Brother last week. That was equally fantastic. I had two great meals. And that's what I've been telling you guys all this time, right? It's like you want to have a great meal, go to the Cotton District and just park your car.
So many good restaurants.
There's a lot of great restaurants. There's no doubt about that. But the best two, in my opinion, the landmarks are Two Brothers and the Older Brother. I ate both of them last week and I had a fantastic time. You will as well. If you want to have a great meal today and start, well, not today because they're both closed on Monday. But if you want to go Tuesday through Sunday, Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you're looking for technology for your business, the name to know, the people to trust are Advantage Business Systems. Whatever you're trying to get, copiers, printers, computers, laptops, whatever it is, they've got them. But more importantly, they've got you. They've got you taken care of with service after the sale. Something goes wrong, you call a 601 number, not a 1-800 number. You talk to a real person, not an automated operator. You're not on hold for 45 minutes. It's a much easier, streamlined, and helpful process. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Somebody broke my fan. I gotta go buy a new fan. I'm hot.
They just take it away too.
No, it's over there. It's on the ground. You see it? Behind the chair there.
Now I do. Now I
So
do.
it had been broken, but
Yeah, it was the Leaning Tower of
I
Pisa a
kind of
little
rigged it
bit.
up, but now something, I don't know what happened there. It makes me mad. I'm hot.
It's probably Richard.
You think Richard came to Starkville to do that? Yeah, I put nothing past him.
After the robbery of maybe taking the Ole Miss lead over
You think he
here,
just came over and he was mad? He was like, I'll show
I'm
him.
getting something.
He
Yeah,
like Denzel.
I'm leaving with something.
I'm leaving. He's not from around the way. Richard Cross is not from around the way.
Don't know. I don't know the guy. I hope he doesn't get mad at me for saying that, but
If he does, what's he gonna do? Huh? What's he gonna do? Hit you with his scarf? What's he gonna do?
didn't say the worst thing
Hit
about
you
it
with
though.
a pocket square? What are you afraid
Pocket
of?
square?
Yeah, he's got a bunch of
That's
them.
devious.
He's got a bunch of
That's
them.
like respectful too.
Well, he tries to be. He tries to be. All right. Maroon and Co. is the place to go, guys. The Starkville Regional this weekend. I've been trying to tell y'all for the past few weeks. I hope you are ready for it, and I hope you're ready to make a trip to Maroon and Co. You know you need to get some new gear. You need to get that M over S going for this weekend. Get it at Maroon and Co. and use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions will apply. Before you set foot in Duty Noble Field, make sure you've made a trip to Maroon and Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. It was a rainy. It's still rainy. I think it's going to rain all week too. It looks like it's just going to be a nasty week here. So maybe behind on the mowing of the grass. But when we get back out there, let's make sure we're using John Deere Green to make our yards look as beautiful as possible. Great deals available right now on John Deere. Commercial mowers, zero-turn mowers, compact tractors, and, of course, if you're just trying to get away from it all, the John Deere Gator. Low financing available as low as 0% for up to 84 months on select John Deere tractors right now at Scruggs. In North Mississippi, when you're talking about John Deere, you're talking about Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo, where they have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, let Priority One let Priority One.
There
that's
we
not
go.
Right.
One more time. It's late, guys.
It is
Give
late.
Them a break.
Give me a break. Give me a break. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber, that's the name to know. Great people, Mississippi State people, trustworthy people, and people who can help you make the best decision when you're buying or selling land or just trying to manage your own land to make sure it's done as profitably and sustainably as you can do it. Experts in their field, make them experts in your field with a phone call today. 601-442-9888. Or you can visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. Ever been to Oklahoma City? I have not.
I have not.
Well, some other people who maybe have never been in their lives, they're going to go because Mississippi State softball is headed there. After, I got to be honest with you, Mississippi State softball is stacking up historic things. Like we did that thing last week with the best performances. I may need to add after
just
what
today as a whole.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Delaney Everett.
Yes.
My goodness.
So, like, I'm trying to think of, like, the football equivalent. So, remember LSU 2019, Joe Burrow and,
yeah,
and that
yeah.
ridiculous
I mean,
offense
yeah.
they had?
How could you forget that team?
Right, right. If somebody had held them to 7 points.
Oh, someone held them to 21.
Yeah, they were doing pretty good, right?
Yeah.
That's what happened today with Mississippi State softball. Oklahoma is a team that, you know, I remember looking up their stats earlier in the season.
Number one offense in the country.
Yes. And it was just like there's not a softball video game, but if there was, this would be playing on rookie. This is a team that hits 384 as a team.
Oh my
they
goodness.
have 187 home runs as a team. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players in double 8 players in double digits in home runs.
I think they have like 3
with
over 20.
Oh no. It's 5 with over 20.
Oh my goodness.
And of course their leader Kendall Wells has 39 home runs.
That's insane.
It just
I can't believe they went home. That's unbelievable.
Well, that's what I'm talking about though. And then Delaney Everett goes out and just throws a 3-hit shutout against that juggernaut on the road in their stadium. Put it on the list that we were talking about last week. It goes right there with what Alyssa Faircloth did. And we didn't get a chance to talk about it because it was on, you know, happened on Friday. But the Friday game is historic
was
as well.
Unbelievable.
Down
I watched that one. It was unbelievable.
Down 4, they come back to tie. They go down 3 again. They score 5 runs to take the lead and then get out of the bottom of the ninth.
And that was all in the late innings, too.
Yeah. The stats were ridiculous. Their first super regional loss in
at home in
like 6, 7 years. Yeah, you got me. Their first
something like that.
This was the funny stat to me. They were 77-0 in super regional games or in postseason games with a 4-run lead, which is hilarious. That means that 77 games where they had a 4-run lead. Think about being in the postseason. You play close games usually in the postseason.
Yeah.
They had 77 games where they were up at least 4. Now they're 77-1 after the Friday game. This series kind of played out after Friday. I said on Sports Talk, I said, I worry about Saturday's game because that's such an emotional win.
You made the Giant mad.
Yeah, I was like, I could see them getting run ruled.
You poked the bear.
Yes,
you don't want to poke the bear.
I could see them getting run ruled. And they didn't. They ended up scoring a run and making the game go the full 7 innings. But I thought there was a chance that, like, it would go bad. I also said that, you know, like, the other side of that is what happened to Oklahoma today is a gut punch, and they might not recover from it. But give them credit. Veteran team, obviously, they've been there before. They know how to handle adversity. And so you go into Sunday's game, and you're like, look, whatever. I feel like Ricketts, and I'll talk to Coach Ricketts, because I told her last week when I interviewed her, I was like, hey, if you win, you got to come back.
I saw your tweet.
She said she would. But I imagine her message had to be like, guys, this is the freest shot we'll ever get in our life. Like we had, there is zero pressure on us. If we win, nobody expected us to. And if they are over there in that dugout and you know their butt is about this tight right this second, you could get a diamond out of a lump of coal if they sat on it long enough. So, and that's it. They just went out there and I mean they got a couple runs, they got a couple more, and they got a couple more, and they just keep mowing them down. Three hits, and now Mississippi State is in the Women's College World Series for the first time ever. And you know, if you followed this softball team this year, they were clear. I felt like you know, non-conference, they were really, really good, and they played a. I say you played a tough conference schedule.
They had the hardest.
They had the hardest.
I think they had the hardest schedule in
In
the
the
country.
SEC, it's kind of tough to not have a tough softball schedule. It really is. But they had the hardest one. And they got through it. And honestly, you know, the last series of the year when they lost 2 out of 3 to Ole Miss, I was like, all right, they're kind of out of gas here. This isn't good. Because Ole Miss was not great this year.
No.
And instead, you know, they go to the SEC tournament on Hoover. But they, you know, they dropped. I think they won one, and then they were out. They won and done, two and done, I guess you should say. And you know, they get the regional draw, and I thought, like, okay, probably go like most of their series. They'll win a game over there, and then they'll run into the number one seed, and that's going to be it. And instead, they went out and had a historic performance where they're, you know, Alyssa Faircloth throws a no hitter, and then they wrap it up the next day, and you're like, well, okay, that's a great story. But now they got to go
But
play
you're going on
Oklahoma.
Norman.
Yeah, they got to go play Oklahoma. And you know, sometimes people are just a sucker for a story, right? And you know, you've got Ricketts who played there, her family tradition, her family history at that university, played for that coach. Zach Selman has the Oklahoma
Yeah.
ties as well. And you get two, I mean, two of the biggest wins. Peter Burns asked about this. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter or not. He said on Friday's after Friday's game, he was like, where does that rank for this school all time? And I mean, it made me think for a few minutes, right? And obviously, the two, you know, beating Vanderbilt twice in the College World Series to win the national title, those are 1-2. They have to be. I would put, and I don't want to rank them, but beating UConn to me in the Sweet 16 was a bigger win than beating Cincinnati in the Elite Eight. Because UConn, I mean, they had Ray Allen. They were the one seed in that bracket. That was a really good team, and State beat them. I would almost put the game against Kentucky that we talked about in that as well. So you got a couple of men's basketball games. Women's basketball, obviously the one over UConn
Yeah, the
is
streak ender.
that legitimately might be the biggest win in school history.
Yeah.
I think that's probably number one.
What, they had 100 some
111.
in a row?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's going to be on the list. For football, you know, obviously you don't have the same highs, but I had beating Arkansas in 98. You didn't clinch the West. You did have to go win the Egg Bowl, but you basically clinched it that day. This is in there. This is Sunday's win is probably. So the two national title games are 1-2. I'd put the UConn game 3. This might be 4. This might be 4 to put you in the Women's College World Series for the first time. So.
I mean, this is also first time Oklahoma hasn't been to Oklahoma City, and this would be 9 years
Yeah,
they've gone in a
nine.
row.
Yeah.
Also, another stat from today's game, or
What do you
yesterday's
got? Give it
game,
to me.
this is the first time they've ever been shut out in Norman in the last 399 games. It went back all the way to 2015.
That's a stupid stat. That's good.
They've been shut out in 11 years, and then they do it in the biggest game of their season.
Yeah, and like the game where you have to, and I think everybody watching that game outside of the maroon and white bubble was all like, they're going to score eventually. They're going to score eventually.
I was waiting for
And
it.
I'm just sitting there, I'm like, I don't know if they are because State's pitching has been really good. State's problem this year is there has been their hitting, right? They have lost so many games 2-1, 3-2, 1-0. It's been all year long that like they just could, the Ole Miss series was like that. They just could
Yeah,
not
got
get
walked off
hits.
2 days in a row.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and walked off in games where I think they gave up two
It
and
was
three
like,
run.
yeah, something like that.
It was just ridiculous. And so when they put up 11 on Friday, I was like, that's very.
That was a gritty 11 too. I mean, down
You're down 9-6, and you're like, you've come back to tie it at 6-2. they immediately strike back. Their All-American hits a three-run home run. You're like, all right, we gave them their best shot, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they find five more runs. And I was just like, that's such a weird number for State. That's what made me think like the next day was going to be really, really tough. And, man, six runs today against in that situation, really fun. So this is a fun story. Now you got to play Texas Tech. That's another top team. They spend big money.
I'd argue they're easier than Oklahoma.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think. I mean, Ole Miss had them on the ropes.
Yeah.
That crazy comeback a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. where it was – I don't know if you didn't listen or if you weren't paying attention to that. Ole Miss was winning 8-0 in the bottom of the seventh with two outs.
It smoked it, dude.
You're like, all right, one more out and you win. And instead they gave up eight runs and then lost the game in extra innings. A crazy, crazy thing. So it'll be fun to see what kind of noise State can make in Oklahoma City. I do need to find out my first question to Coach Ricketts gonna be, can we eat broccoli? Like, do we have to hold it in high regard now? I can't eat it anymore.
Put it at like the top of the fireplace for a week, or what do we have to do with it?
I'm just gonna get a little. Do I need to plant it? What do I need?
Christmas would be the star.
We'll get like a little floret on the top of the tree, right next to the angel. I like that, Carlo. I like that. All right, Carlo's gonna be out of town for the next few days. Unfortunately, he will. He'll be back with us later in the week. Like I said, he'll be back on Thursday for sure to come do the live show with me. And so I'll have Brooks on at least a couple days this week. I don't know what I'm going to do for the rumblings yet. We may delay those. May just not do rumblings this week. We'll see what we got to do. We'll figure it out. All right. So Carlo will be back with us later this week. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We're Carlo Barone. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.